Motec on Money continues as Frank Motec. The memory and legacy of the late television studio pioneer John H. Mitchell is being honored with a major financial gift aimed at advancing entertainment industry education programs, student scholarships, diversity, ethics, and the preservation of film and television archives here in Southern California. And joining me now, Bill Allen, the president and CEO of the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, the LAEDC, who also serves as trustee of the Mitchell Family Trust. Bill Allen, thank you very much for coming to the line and tell us about this big announcement.
So, Frank, I'm excited to announce that an organization called the Mitchell Trusts, for which I serve as trustee, has just announced a gift of $50 million split between USC, UCLA, and the University of Michigan to prepare future leadership for these industries that are of obvious significant importance to the LA economy, but also globally. These three universities train some of the best and brightest from around the world who find their way into leadership ranks of the industry. And the Mitchell family wanted to provide resources to create a more diverse cohort of talent coming into the industry and ensure they were prepared artistically, financially, and ethically to lead in the years ahead.
And you're honoring the legacy of John H. Mitchell, who was a giant here in Hollywood and executive of Columbia Pictures, right? Tell us about his work and how it will continue here.
John Mitchell was an extraordinary pioneer of American television. He was the third employee ever of Screen Gems Television, which became Columbia Pictures Television. He built it into one of the most formidable suppliers of primetime network television programming. The great classic early sitcoms of Father Knows Best and Bewitched and Gidget and The Flying Nun, but also early television dramas like Police Story and Policewoman. Wonderful television movies like the multiple Emmy Award-winning film Brian Song, which I still think is the greatest sports film ever made. John was a real visionary. He was president of the Television Academy three different terms, and he was fascinated by the evolution of the industry even in those days and wanted to leave a legacy so that future people interested in careers in the industry would be well prepared for the transformation the industry goes through. And given the technological and global changes underway today, it's creating challenges for individuals and companies within that important industry sector. And so he and his wife, Patricia, were quite prescient and forward-looking in setting up their estate in a way that it could support great universities like USC and UCLA and Michigan in training future leaders for that industry.
And that is quite an impressive donation used to create future leaders, as well as preserving the past, right, through the film and television archive preservation efforts. Is that right?
Frank, that's such an important point. Popular culture of the 20th century was recorded on film and television, and much of it is being lost. As you know, my father was Steve Allen, the creator of The Tonight Show, and his early years of The Tonight Show, as with many of Jack Parr's years and even some of Johnny Carson's years, were actually destroyed many years ago before people realized that there was a market for reruns and people might want to see my father's historic interviews of Jackie Robinson about breaking the color barrier in baseball. So John Mitchell and Patricia Mitchell recognized that the UCLA Film and Television Archives was doing heroic work trying to preserve so much of our 20th century popular culture with, frankly, very modest support from the industry and others. So yes, $10 million of our gifts announced are to name the television side of that archive, the John H. Mitchell Television Collection at the UCLA Film and Television Archives. And I hope other donors from the industry or who care about preserving our 20th century popular culture will join the Mitchell Trust, because I have some additional dollars that I can grant to these three universities on a one-to-one matching basis if any of your listeners are interested in further promoting the training of a diverse cohort of future leaders for the industry or helping preserve more of the wonderful creative output of this industry over the last 100 years of film and television production in America.
And diversity, a key part of all of this, increasing diversity in Hollywood. Tell us how this donation will further that effort as well.
This donation is focused on providing scholarship support, support for internship opportunities, so that no one has a financial barrier from preparing for a successful career in this industry. These two public universities, Michigan and UCLA, I think are the finest public universities in America. They and USC are absolutely committed to recruiting and supporting a fully diverse student body. They're very inclusive in their recruitment and their programming, and we want to honor that and invest in that so that more students from more diverse backgrounds in our community in Los Angeles, throughout this country, and frankly from around the world, can find pathways into this industry and offer their unique voices to the creation of programming that the world will enjoy for generations to come.
Thank you very, very much for joining us here this weekend.
Thanks, Frank. It's always great to be with you.
That's Bill Allen, the president and CEO of the LAEDC, serving as trustee of the Mitchell Family Trust. Coming up next, from the courthouse to the concert hall, the LA legal profession making beautiful music together in LA. That and more straight ahead on MoTeC on Money.